Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Ches of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we will discuss include: the Daf begins with a discussion of when sunlight can and cannot be used for Bedikas Chametz, and four explanations of why we do not use a torch for Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara then identifies types of places that are assumed not to have Chametz, and therefore do not require Bedika. The Gemara then discusses the potential sakana in searching holes in walls. This leads to a discussion of the principles that a person will not be harmed while doing a mitzvah. The Gemara stresses the importance of doing mitzvahs lishma, without ulterior motives, while also highlighting the significance of even mitzvahs shalei lishma. The Daf concludes by reporting a machlekes ha-meiraim and explaining the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how much of a wine cellar needs to be checked for chametz. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about today include chametz shenafla lav mapilas. When a building collapses on chametz, it can become inaccessible and dangerous to search for. Shluchim mitzvah einin nezaikin is the principle that a person going to do a mitzvah will not be harmed. Ha'omer selazu litzdaka al menas sheyichye b'ni, hareize tzadik gamer. When a person gives tzedakah for ulterior motives, such as meriting his child to overcome an illness, he is still considered to have fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah properly. Heichad eshchich hazeik eshani. Even though we generally assume that people on their way to do a mitzvah will not be harmed, if the situation is clearly dangerous, they can still be harmed. Peretz genuser are fruits that are especially sweet and delicious. Chametz verya are naturally hot springs that are very enjoyable and therapeutic.